This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dabba-dubba. It's 7 at the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for President's Day, February the 20th. We are here live and lively here doing what there's at least one in every crowd, one person like me who flows against the grain, swims upstream. All the rest of my brethren who are in the talk radio business, for the most part, are off today. Not us, not me, not Jay.
No.
We're here cooking.
Never.
On what matters. And I think the big deal today, certainly we make the argument for it being an important day, President's Day. So we're celebrating on the third Monday of February, the President of the United States. There are a lot of people who don't understand, Jay, the Articles of Confederation, which allowed a president to serve one term during any three-year period. So when you look at the presidents that were elected, the people who were, this is, it's very interesting how, if you don't know the history of our country, how much we leave out in what we teach people.
That's convenient.
Yeah, right, exactly. The Articles of Confederation are really an interesting bit and piece of how the government worked or didn't work. The Articles of Confederation didn't work at all. The individual states had too much power and nothing could be agreed upon. So they needed to get something done.
This was kind of like the Constitution before the
Constitution. Yeah, right. It was. That's what came out of it, was the Constitution. So there are a lot of people who claim to be presidents that weren't before we had an actual country. We had states, the 13 original states, but nothing really was put together. Nothing was glued together till after the Revolutionary War. So at any rate, I wish that children were in school today so that they could learn more about this. In fact, this week, I think many schools are off. So it's left to us to talk about the day itself. And I think Richard Nixon was the one who signed the order to pass the Uniform Monday Holiday Act. The unions got on to everybody. And so all of the Monday holidays that we have now, the President's Day, Columbus Day, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, all these other, instead of having them on the official day, it was deemed to help out the unionists, and I don't mean the union laborists, not the unionists who were trying to get a union that is a new country, that we would then have for the labor unions a three-day weekend, which is, in my mind, pretty nonsensical. At any rate. So, George Washington is thought to be the father of our country. I've said this many times. I think Abraham Lincoln was the best. Most people agree on that. Thomas Jefferson and James Madison were good presidents as well, at least in my rendering.
Mm-hmm.
So, we are thinking about the president. President's our president at the moment. Joe Biden, although he realized, not my president. Well, he is the president of the country, and he's gone to Ukraine. A surprise visit. What was the goal of him going over to Ukraine?
Signaling the support to fight against Russia.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. But did we have to send the president over there to do that? Or is it something that we've sort of signaled our support by sending billions, tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars in aid to Ukraine. So it looks to me like this was just it gives the Russians a good chance to take a pot shot at the president, even though nobody knew he was going to be there. You wonder about, so sometimes when it comes to this stuff, you wonder whether the intelligence community, that is what the Russian equivalent of the CIA, which was the KGB, are they tracking the president's every move? It's hard to surprise anybody these days, because I'm betting the Chinese are listening to whatever is going on with Air Force One.
Oh, everybody is. And I think that's across the board, and it goes both ways. But with the president going, I feel like it's one of those things that you're going to have people say, why did he have to go? Why couldn't he just make an announcement or do a speech on something? But then at the same time, if he did, then it's like, oh, well wishes aren't enough. He should actually go there.
Yeah.
Like, he's, you know. And not just Biden. I feel like anybody, any president always has that. You're darned if you do, darned if you aren't. Don't.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's come see, come sa, much of this stuff. Anyway, so there are a lot of people who are, and I think appropriately so, taking shots at Biden. The problem is that we get into this age stuff, and it becomes ageism. And then I get sensitive about it because I'm up there, I'm doing this, I think I'm as good as I have been at any time in my career, and Biden thinks he is too.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a difference between him? He's not like most of the, when you get down to brass tacks, if you look at the history of Joe Biden and how he thinks, at least my read on it, he's a traditional liberal Democrat, not liberal in the way I'm talking about AOC and that bunch, but people who have a broader sense of what the government's role in society is. You know, doing, if you examine or analyze American politics on the Democratic side of things, there are lots of things that they do, that they talk about, that they want to do, that are attributed sort of to the I'm using the phrase limousine liberals. There are those, you know, who are kind of, they talk a good game, but are they really?
Is that like the, what is it, the rhino?
Yep, you got it.
Okay.
Exactly, same thing. Only on the other side. I remember when George McGovern ran in 1972 against Richard Nixon. He only got one state, and that was Massachusetts. Every other state went for Nixon because they painted him as a liberal, out of his mind character, and he's like Bernie is today. Bernie Sanders is a crazed left winger in my mind. I say that sort of lovingly, and so I mean you look at how people's reputation back in '72. I think that was the year Joe Biden got elected to the Senate, if I'm not mistaken. You can maybe check that on me, but I think he's been around since then. And he talks often about McGovern, frankly, when you get to, you know, if you dig into his history, the term liberal, limousine liberal, was coined in 1969, and from that it's gone to, you know, the Hollywood liberals and the AOC liberals, and what does liberal really mean?
Put a name on everybody, put a box and everything, but yes,
Liber. Liber is Latin for free, and libertarians and liberals have the same root, and so they're thought of as being so different, but they really aren't. Liberal thinking is open-mindedness. I'm not a liberal politically, but I am a liberal when it comes to how my mind works. I'm very open-minded about most everything. Now, some people would argue that, but I think from my perspective on things, I'm very much interested in considering what other people have to say and how other people think.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is that's kind of the definition of liberalism. So I would change the terminology to progressivism. Like, when I think of progressives, I think of Elizabeth Warren. I think of many of the people around Joe Biden. I don't think he's a progressive. I think he's a traditional liberal Democrat. But he's stuck with the people who are around him. And because of his age, he doesn't have and I say this kind of lovingly, he doesn't have the starch to stand up to the people who are pushing him around. And that, you look at the staff he's got, the staff he has is terrible. And so, you know, he's interested in the common man. I think if you look back on his the history of the stuff he's voted for. But he does talk out of both sides of his mouth sometimes. I remember hearing him talk about the pharmaceutical industry ripping off the American public, and yet he takes a lot of money from the drug companies.
Mm-hmm.
They're important. His home state of Delaware and New Jersey, it's where a lot of them are headquartered. So, you know, there's so much to talk, and then there's so much to action.
And somebody that talks the talk are not walking the walk.
Yeah. I'm looking at some of these pictures, by the way, of Biden and Zelensky in Kiev today. Pretty interesting. He just flew over, I think, for the day, right? He's in, wandering around and talking about the war. Yeah.
Well, the anniversary of Russia's invasion is the 24th.
Yeah. We're right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Chinese, our friends the Chinese, apparently are considering giving Russia weapons that they didn't have before because the Russians are running out of weaponry. And so what would this do to the struggle? You know, the Russians, the Chinese, and the Americans. We've given a lot of stuff to Zelensky to try to defeat Putin. Putin has made a mess out of Russia, taken them back decades. So, anyway, I'm looking at all this stuff, and I'm thinking, what would George Washington have done if it were, you know, like today, they were president instead of Biden? I just think, you know, something else Biden did over the weekend, talking about the incarceration of Japanese Americans. He said it was, quote, a shameful period in U.S. history. Well, you know what? It was very difficult to know at that time who our friends were and who they weren't. So it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback. It's easy to look back and say, oh, this is xenophobia at its worst, and we got to do something about it. You know, it's like the Californians who want to pay blacks $358,000 who live in California just because they're black. You know, that kind of stuff. That's not leadership. That's blatant. Blatantly wrong, I guess I'd put it that rate, because I got to stop now. It's 18 after the hour.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Don't risk getting stranded with a bad battery. Let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts test your battery for free. If it needs to be replaced, get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate with purchase of select Superstart batteries. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or just go to eBay Motors and get it right the first time. When you see the green check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Little inspiration here at 23 after the hour. Doug's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The passing of Richard Belzer is a sad moment. Celebrity news on social media, all the stories. I spent a half hour last night. When I learned that Belzer had died, the age of 78, I started listening to and looking at a lot of, there was something about his character, the character of Munch. I mean, he was in dozens of other TV shows and movies and stuff, but that character stuck with him. So we'll talk about his lifespan in a moment here on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around, making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS.
You say the duel was standing right in front of Lorinda?
Yep.
And you're sure that she shielded her eyes like this, not like this?
I'm positive we went through it a dozen times, no variation.
Civilian. And who does this look like, folks? Here's a clue. Non-gun hand held to the side. A cup. Pow.
Powerful character. And someone that I was surprised when he retired, but he was 68 when he'd retired. He'd been playing the same character for 20 years, and I think he just was kind of done with it.
So he, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So he moved to France, and he died there peacefully over the weekend. Probably best known. I was looking at all of the tributes. It got me into Mariska Hargitay and what she's been about. How, if you know about, I don't want to make this about her life because it's a very interesting conversation where she came from and how she became an actress and why she has been on Law and Order SVU since the beginning of the show. But in terms of who she's loved working with, apparently there's a very close-knit group, and that's why the show has lasted, and they've all stayed together as long as they have, or most of them anyway. So anyway, the character of Munch and his, when he was in Homicide: Life on the Street back in the 90s, Dick Wolf said, okay, this guy needs to be in the new Law and Order, so that's how he got there. But he was a frequent visitor to Howard Stern's program, the quintessential New Yorker, I think. And anyway, so he's passed away at the age of 78, way too young, apparently. He had some
and he had some other health issues throughout his life. He beat testicular cancer, a serious head injury, and a stunt gone wrong with Hulk Hogan.
Richard Gere's wife says he's recovering from pneumonia down in Mexico. He's 73, got a case of pneumonia while vacationing. And he went down there with his wife, who's 40 years old. He's 73. Good for him. I guess, does that sound prejudicial? Anyway, it was her birthday, so he took her down there, and then he got sick. They were walking, had pictures of her walking hand in hand with one of their sons. And anyway, so he's doing okay. And that's what the good news is.
Pneumonia is tough. That would kick your butt.
So Tom Sizemore is in critical condition. The actor, he has had a brain aneurysm. He's been in lots of different movies, Saving Private Ryan, Natural Born Killers, Black Hawk Down. He's known as an action star. So hold a good thought. He's only 61.
Yeah, he's
Tom Sizemore in critical condition. 28 after the hour.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, which is the all-natural way to lose weight and especially to keep it off. So if I called into the hotline at Calitrin, would you give me the same sort of information you're giving us here?
You call us, and we're real live people right here in America who can answer your questions and help you on your weight loss journey. In fact, when anyone purchases Calitrin, you get assigned a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant who is going to be your person on this journey. You get a team of support. We're all about getting healthy here at Calitrin.
So what sort of good news do you have for people who want to bargain when they're buying Calitrin products?
Well, right now for Valentine's, we've got a big sale up. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. When you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. And it's unlimited. So buy four, get four. Buy 10, get 10.
Go to toploss.com and...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden going to Poland left a day early with a surprise visit to Kyiv, Ukraine this morning.
No, it was 1 year ago this week that we spoke on the telephone, Mr. President. It was very late at night in Washington, very early in the morning here in Kyiv. Russian planes were in the air and tanks were rolling across your border. You told me that you could hear explosions in the background. I'll never forget that.
U.S. officials are warning China against supplying Russia with military arms and ammunition. Concerns that China was considering providing the advanced weapons to Russia first surfaced in meetings between officials late last year. U.S. officials put their Chinese counterparts on notice in video conferences and in-person meetings that China is nearing a red line in assisting Russia's invasion. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day, dear.
And
hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice. Not only us reading your words, join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. Today is our focus. Hi. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Maria Trilogy is going to join us, our resident astrologer with some cosmic news, helping you understand what's going on. This is the beginning of the Piscean month, right? About this, I think it's this week. As the astrological calendar changes, I'd like to have Maria in here to talk about the influences. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I've been following astrology for a long time, and sometimes I understand her, sometimes I don't. But there are a lot of influences, let's put it that way. And there's one good astrologer in every crowd. There are a lot of people who claim to be astrologers that aren't very good. She's very good. They just have to listen carefully to get the best out of what she has to say. All right, now, speaking of that, we got President's Day today. We got Daisy Gatson Bates Day. celebrated every year on the third Monday of February as well. A lot of educational institutions in our country, especially down in Arkansas, take time to incorporate activities to highlight this lady, history, her work, etc. Daisy Gadsden Bates Day is a holiday that honors the life of this civil rights activist who played a role in the situation at the Little Rock High School. Remember that in 1957? Wow.
She was a journalist and had the newspaper, the Arkansas Weekly, which was a big place to speak up about social and civil rights.
Yeah. Yep. And so she made a difference down there, certainly. So it's good that everybody around the country kind of knows who she is. All right, there's that. Speaking of Arkansas, there's a fellow who returned a lost wallet to a grandmother. And what has happened because of that? This fellow's name is Devontae Johnson, 19 years of age. He didn't have to go out of his way to return a lost wallet to its owner, somebody who was a stranger. He did. He went out of his way. He returned the wallet to Dee Harkenrider of Wynn, Arkansas. She had unknowingly left her wallet in a Walmart, in a shopping cart. And so, anyway, he said he felt like, she said that she felt like he was an angel of God. They have stayed in touch since this random act of kindness. Apparently, they're going to church together. She's the grandmother of seven. She brought Mr. Johnson and his mother over to the house for lunch. This is this kind of a fun, nice, sweet thing that you'd like to see a lot more of. Frankly, I would like to see a lot more of this sort of thing. What a sweet,
sweet, just a genuine kind, just genuine kindness that developed into this organic relationship.
Yep, acts of kindness, if you will. Okay, so here's the story of a letter that was sent, mailed, and don't you love this? This letter was mailed in 1916. Every once in a while, you fall into one of these. So it has arrived. 100 years? No, more than 100 years. The postal folks don't know what happened. This is a letter written during World War I, arrived at a flat in London 100 years later. How about that? You look at it, and how do you even figure out under the circumstances?
At this point, how did it still make it?
Like, right,
the question is less about how it got lost and more about how it finally made its way.
Yeah. The spokesperson for the Royal Mail said, these kinds of incidents are rare. Yes, I would think that they would be. All right, well, there's some reality over the weekend. There were three girls ages 19, 14, and 13 who were shot and killed in Texas late Saturday night. Man, this has been some kind of year. Police in Columbus, Georgia, responding to the shooting of at a local gas station. Nine children, including a five-year-old, injured with gunshot wounds. God, I want to say damn and God together at the same time. These damn people. Ugh. The victims range in age from 5 to 17.
Fortunately, nobody was killed there.
Yeah. There haven't been any arrests in the case yet.
No.
Victims still being treated. So what is? Nobody knows why this guy went in to shoot up the gas station, right? Just there was an attack.
Was the robbery gone wrong or what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In Mississippi on Friday, six people were killed there. But I think the shooter was arrested. This is the 74th mass shooting this year in America. We should be ashamed of ourselves. Ashamed. The gun lobby should be ashamed of itself. And all the mental health people, all of them, they're all in collusion. It's just, there's no excuse for it. You can be pointing your finger, grow a pair, and fix the problem. The problem is all of ours. And the gun people, I'm not going to give up my guns, you selfish SOBs. Somehow somebody's got to do something that fixes this. Here's a high-rise fire in a suburb of Washington. This morning's Washington Post. Talking about the people displaced, 400 residents in a fire in downtown Silver Spring. When I was working in Washington, I lived in Silver Spring right at the end of the train line. And there are apartments everywhere, all over the place. There are people, transients, you know, there are a lot of people that work in Washington that don't, that aren't from Washington. They work there because of the obvious. And governments change and people lose their jobs. And so very few people buy a house that are working in government. The people who come as a Democrat when there's a Democratic administration, they don't buy houses. They live in these rental units, these apartments. 20 firefighters were injured. A multi-alarm fire on Staten Island over the weekend as well. Three of them in serious but stable condition.
This fire department, they could have lost three of their members in this fire, and it's a miracle they didn't.
All right, enough of that stuff. Let's get to Maria Trilogy in a moment. Let's find out how Well, let's see what our attitude ought to be as we go into the Piscean calendar in the month of Pisces. The sun moves into Pisces with a new moon happening today. What does all that mean? We'll find out from Maria in just a moment here on Good Day.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance Palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative NBC as the first hormonal based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Dell Technologies President's Day business event starts now with deals to power America's doers and dreamers. Save on select performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories. Plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
All right, 43 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Maria Trilogy, who uses astrology to get in sync or help you get in sync with the rest of your life. That's one of the reasons that I like her. She has a fascinating, you were the one who did the drawing that appears on your website, right? With the hair and all the stuff coming out of one's brain. Didn't you do that yourself?
Yeah, no, actually that was my son Joshua, my artist son.
Ah, the one who passed away in the fire, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. There's another whole story and a half. Someday I'll just have to have you come on and talk about that whole business. I remember the big fire. How many years ago was it now? Five?
That was the first big fire.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've had more that have been considered historical. Right. At that time, though, it was the most devastating.
And he was the first one to die.
California, yeah.
He was the first one to die in that fire. All right, let's coach people on how to use the information that you have in the next 4 or 5 minutes as the sun moves into Pisces, as I said, Aquarius going away. Now Pisces comes in. I am a Piscean in both Pisces and Aquarius in my chart.
Your moon is in Pisces.
Yeah. So what does that mean? What's going to happen to those of us who are influenced by the sign of Pisces now that we are going into the month of Pisces?
We are going into the month of Pisces. I always call that the changing of the guard. So when we move from one sign to another, the energy somewhat changes. And March has always been one of those months I always call it endings and new beginnings. You know, it's the end of the season or the end of winter, getting ready for spring. And with a new moon today of all days, how lovely to start that process. The month of March for us this year is going to be a lot about, you know, reflecting on the past, looking forward to spring. You know, it's about endings, new beginnings. So really, we know that the signs that are going to be feeling it the most are the water signs, the Cancers and the Scorpios and the Pisces, because we are the ones, myself being a Pisces, that are most connected to our emotional state. You know, I hear you on the radio, and a lot of what you do talk about has to do with things that are going on in the world that are connected to, you know, our emotions. And that is something we need to really get better at paying attention to. So this will give us an opportunity to do that. And I always tell people, do a vision board. Vision boards are lovely. What they do is you take pictures and words and you put them on a board and you, you know, consider what it is you want to manifest. So it's all about kind of goal setting. I mean, I like to talk about personal things people can do. I know there's so much going on politically in the world and in other ways, but we as living in our day to day, what can we do? You know, we're very intuitive. Human beings have an intuition that's very powerful if we use it in the right way. So when we've got these moon changes, sun changes into new signs, we should take advantage of that and use it to support our life. So, you know, if there's something in your life that you want to heal, if it's, you know, a relationship with somebody that you need to sit down and have a talk with them, if it's something going on in your job, if it's something going on with your health, look at that, pay attention to that, and do something about it.
Sometimes, though, Maria, that's easier said than done.
Yes.
That's absolutely why coaching, having people connect with you to coach or get somebody who can give you, it's all about ideas. Just, why didn't I think about that? That's really what this is about. Using astrology, in my mind, is about helping you understand what you intuitively already know, but you just need somebody to help you flip the switch. That's kind of what this is, flipping the switch. So if you go to Maria's, hold on, I want to give people your website. Maria Francis Trilogy, TRILIEGI.com. That's the best place to find all of the things about Maria that can be helpful. All right, so give us 30 seconds more on a twist as to what we are, how the best, how we move ourselves best into the Piscean month.
I would like to spend some time on one of the shows talking about the bigger picture. Yes, we focused on what's coming up now, and yet there are bigger planetary changes that, you know, one of the shows we could consider those. Because
you can see, and you can see that happening. Astrology affects everything going on in the world. You can see that happening. All right. So next time we'll get into the nitty-gritty of that. Maria Trilogy here at 10 before the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Chuckers off today, the 20th of February. He wanted to have a President's Day. He so reveres the presidential circumstances that exist in our country. He needed the day off. All Quiet on the Western Front won the best film at the British Academy Awards. Basically, that's what BAFTA is. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once won the top prize at the Directors Guild Awards, Saving Private Ryan, actor Tom Sizemore in critical condition because he has a brain aneurysm. So that's pretty much the headline. Channing Tatum and that movie doing well, although Quantumania, Chucker went to see it. He said that it wasn't a good movie. Ant-Man and the Wasp. And I don't know, how many of these damn things can you...
Well, it's just the same story. Cinematic universe. So
over, over.
Going, and now they're in the like fifth kind of chapter of it. Yeah. But Ant-Man, even though everybody keeps saying that Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, is probably the worst film in the cinematic universe for Marvel, and it was just not great, it's still top
number one
box office. Yeah, it was over $104 million.
My God, really?
Over the weekend.
Wow. How's the Titanic? This is the 25th anniversary. Chuck was talking about last week that they've replaced Titanic. Imagine this, the two biggest, I mean, blockbusters, Titanic and Avatar, are both in the theaters at the same time, directed by the same fellow, James Cameron. Woman King is still around. If you haven't seen A Man Called Otto, you ought to see it. Pardon, see what I got there? There's a new movie with Liam Neeson called Marlowe that's just being released. That's going to be one of those things that, you know, becomes... It's like 80 for Brady, You know, it's one of those things, people are talking about it, and they quietly go to see it. I'm looking forward to that myself, frankly. You know, old Philip Marlowe, he was a character that was portrayed by a number of actors mm-hmm. in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s. Okay, then there's a musical called The Confession that's coming out, a new movie of an age, so we're going to get to Chucker about that. Anna de Armas says social media has ruined the concept of a movie star. The mystery is gone. Isn't that interesting?
In a way, I think to a point, yes. But at the same time, look at how many quote-unquote movie stars aren't on social media, and you still have that mystery around them.
Yep.
So I think it's for each their own.
I suppose. Yeah, in a manner of speaking. What is she best known for? I'm trying to remember, and I think I said
probably recently Marilyn playing
the blonde.
Yeah, playing Marilyn Monroe, and mm-hmm. she was in the first Knives Out.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and she's good. She was supposedly good. I didn't see the Marilyn movie. Did you?
I didn't. It's on my to-do list, though. I do want to see it.
She supposedly did very well. All right. So other BAFTA news. I did not. All Quiet on the Western Front. I'm surprised I haven't seen it, frankly. It's one of those.
It apparently had the most nominations for the history of the BAFTAs, and then it ended up with 7 wins.
Yep. The Banshees who's in that? Those two Irish actors. What's the name of the. I'm trying to. The Banshees of Inisherin. I can't remember. I can see these two guys because they are well-known actors. They're both Irishmen. One of them is an American. Well, they're both in American films all the time, anyway. That
Carrie
did okay.
Carrie Condon won supporting actress
mm-hmm.
for Banshees of Inisherin.
Yeah.
And then, how do you say his last name? Barry Coffin?
I don't know that. No, I'm not sure.
He won supporting actor for the same film. You had the animated film that won was Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio.
Yep.
Elvis cleaned up for a lot of different
very,
things.
Did very well. I think Elvis is going to do well at the Academy Awards, too. Yep.
Yeah, costume design. Mm-hmm.
Cate Blanchett won as the leading actress in the movie Tar, which is about an orchestra, female orchestra conductor. I didn't quite get the essence of it. It looked kind of intriguing. But at any rate, so those are the BAFTAs. How much of the stage do they set for the Academy Awards?
That's a good question, because some people call it the last stop on the road before the Academy Awards. Other people call it, like, the British Academy Awards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think that, you know, you look at the stuff that's around, so much of it belongs in the theater, it really does. But yet it doesn't get there. And I just, you know, I'm looking at all these other movies. Knock at the Cabin. Oh, that's like a complete waste of time. And I'm sure Megan is, but that's still in the top 5. All right, thank you, my dear. It's 59 past the hour. This is good.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.